"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
All right, quick reminder, day after tomorrow, this very hour brings us back around to the Moist Line, people. So leave your messages. You can do it through the iHeartRadio app. That's right. There's a little microphone icon. You can leave a message for the show. You can call the old toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The big story in the last hour is a decision by a jury in a federal civil case against the County of Los Angeles, namely the Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department. This is about the photos taken at the helicopter crash scene from January of 2020 that took the lives of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and six other people that include a man by the name of Chris Chester. He lost his wife and daughter in that crash. Chris Chester teamed up with Vanessa Bryant for this lawsuit against the county, namely, again, the fire department and the sheriff's department. The jury reached a unanimous verdict to hold the county liable, and the sum total is $31 million. That was their decision.
Well, it's
it only took them a few hours. They just got the case this morning, I think.
That's just astounding. I mean, no pictures have ever circulated to this moment.
That was the argument by the county lawyer, that we don't have any damages yet because we don't have any publicly disseminated pictures.
So she never saw them, neither did members of any of the families.
It is weird that they're giving an award for something that might happen in the future.
Well, it's like giving an award because somebody fears something will happen, but it may never happen. I mean, it hasn't happened yet. I think if the pictures were out there, maybe there's a different case to make. But when it hasn't happened,
what about the argument that it did happen and that these employees saw the photo, took the photos, saw them, and shared them with people?
Well, yeah, a few extra people saw it.
This was about violating the right to privacy and emotional distress.
Where is that right? The right not to experience emotional distress?
Well,
I mean, no, this is a concept I don't know how old this concept is, but it seems like it has blown up into this huge legal monster. Emotional distress, you're supposed to get through your whole existence without any, and then when you have it, somebody's got to pay seven figures or eight figures? And it's based on something that didn't happen. I don't think I've ever seen a case where the money was paid out for something that didn't happen. Something that's feared.
Well that's the happen. Wider thing. What did happen was the photos were taken and shared. That did happen.
Right.
They weren't shared
but
on a
that,
wide scale,
that,
though, as
that,
you said.
That act itself doesn't really have an
to
impact.
To me, that should have limited the award because they were not shared on a broad scale.
Yeah, I mean, if you issued a verdict where you get a few dollars because they were shared to, I don't know what, they figured out maybe 30 people I'd seen.
Yeah, I couldn't get the numbers at 30, they think.
All right. But, I mean, how many people showed up there? It's only a few more than where the original group on scene must have numbered into the double digits, right? The firefighters,
yes,
and the medical personnel and the sheriff's deputies. So, okay, a few more saw than the original crowd that was at the accident scene. So it's $31 million for those few more? Because it's not like it's 100 or 1,000 or anything. It's a few. And then it was capped. Now, obviously, there's potential, but that potential isn't realized. For all we know, they really did delete all the original copies. I just find this weird. And then you're talking $31 million. I mean, if they had a structure like, okay, if it leaks, then you get X dollars. But if it doesn't leak, then no. Wouldn't that be a more rational way to handle this? But nobody's rational.
I got to believe, apparently, Villanueva got on the stand. And the point he made was, well, here we are 2 years later, and these photos have not surfaced online. So maybe we did stop their spread. And you would think by now that would have happened, because the story is only good when it's fresh, especially a really gruesome story. So you would have thought that probably would have happened within these 2 years, two and a half years.
If there's a few more people who have it, they've seen what's happened now, and they're not going to get involved, right?
Right.
I mean, obviously, the deputies and the firefighters who did this have, you know, suffered to some extent. Although I don't remember reading or knowing exactly what their punishments have been, but I'm sure stuff has gone on that's been unpleasant. I mean that'll have an effect, a chilling effect. I honestly don't get this. I really, really don't get this, and especially I don't see what paying the money does for anybody here.
Now, what we don't know is if any of this is covered by any kind of county insurance to numb the blow on the taxpayers.
Boy,
and the budget.
It really would be nice to have a news media that actually got details on stuff like that. Not that it excuses it, just because an insurance company will cover most or all of it. That doesn't excuse a huge payout for something that didn't happen. And the concept of emotional distress means any time you fear something unpleasant is going to happen. I mean, people go to work every day. Some people don't know if they're going to have a bad day at work. They might get fired. They might get yelled at. They might get in trouble. Somebody might accuse them of something. I mean, a lot of people deal with that kind of reality. Or you go home and you don't know what's going to happen in the house. I mean, you're supposed to sue your kids for emotional distress all the time, or your wife or your husband. I mean, I don't get this concept.
And what they were really never able to figure out, because again, it's 2.5 years later, is just exactly how many people took photos and how many they took. There was one guy, Joey Cruz, a sheriff's deputy. He's the one that showed the pictures to a bartender in Norwalk. His phone had been reset before it was turned over to an outside firm. And when they turned it on, it was new, no photos saved.
Well, of course, that's what they did.
Because Doug Johnson said he took 25 photos, but two other officials testified, no, he took at least 100.
Yeah. I mean, those guys, sue them. Fire them, sue them, make them pay something. If you insist that this concept of emotional distress truly exists in this area, why don't you go just after them? What are you going at $31 million from taxpayers? I'm just overwhelmed and baffled. The thing is, most people will shrug. They'll say, well, I guess so. Or they'll say, oh, we heard it was going to be $75 million. I guess it's not that bad. What? What are you talking about? Just because the attorney asked for some wacko number, it makes $31 million not seem that bad. That's crazy bad. That's crazy excessive.
All right, when we come back, speaking of crazy excessive, another big story today is old Joe returned from his vacation in Delaware and announced student loan forgiveness up to $20,000.
More insanity. Jesus.
All right, more coming up.
You know what? We're all responsible for everything. Now we're responsible for people who pay their loans. By the way, can I get my car loan forgiven? How about my mortgage?
Maybe.
Jeez.
Your mortgage.
Yeah, could all of you pay for my mortgage, please? Just because I have emotional distress? Right, Johnny can't care if I...
All right, 3 hours and 20 minutes later, you're still mad? Still angry about stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, absolutely. You gotta get revved up all over again. Oh, no. Are you kidding? With all the stupid things that have happened today?
We're going to bring back one of your anger points.
I'm ready to go
here. I mentioned before the break, old Joe returned from his vacation, and the big announcement today was student loan forgiveness. And I set up to $20,000. Now, the story that's making headlines is $10,000. Individuals who are single and earn under $125,000 will qualify for a $10,000 debt cancellation. If you're married and file your taxes jointly, or you're the head of a household, you qualify if your income's under $250,000. So why is it possible to get $20,000? Well, if you ever got a Pell Grant, and this is the little back door they use to try to help lower income people, John, because you said, you know, a lot of these people are decently well off that'll be in these categories. Mm. A Pell Grant is actually, you don't have to repay it, and it's for people from lower income households. So they can get an extra $10,000. So people that got Pell Grants and meet the income requirements can get $20,000 in canceled
student. And a married couple could get a total of $20,000.
Right, if they each have student loan debt.
Right up to $250,000 in total income.
That's right. That's why they
double what is $250,000 in annual income buy you in a lot of states? That buys you have a big house. If you're living out in the Midwest or the South,
right,
and you're making that much money, you and your wife are both professionals, got maybe management jobs, executive jobs, you're going to get your college loan paid for. Wow. $10,000 ahead. I can't think of anything more.
What about the bigger question here? Is this permanent?
Well,
is there an expiration on this, or is this going forward forever for anybody that has college debt?
Everybody who ever paid for college.
There may be someone who's only 10 years old right now, doesn't have any college debt, but they're wondering 10 years from now, will this still be around? Can I get this?
No, this only is for people with the debt now.
Aha.
If you take your
debt. Don't you think it's going to become permanent? Because that's going to be an issue. Equity.
Well, it's sure it could be permanent.
What do you mean just people with debt now?
That's what specifically is in this. Executive
people that
director.
Paid off their loans are angry. Why? Wait a minute.
Well, how about a refund if you paid off your loan already? How about if your parents scraped by for 20 years to send you to college, denied themselves vacation, nice cars, dinners out on Friday night? Your parents went through all that. They saved the nest egg for you for college. And now it's like, oh, wow. No break for them, no break for you. Too bad. It was like a lottery ticket.
Yeah. And you sounds like a new entitlement program.
Not a joke.
I mean, I find this so unfair. Really, just utterly absurd and unfair. I mean, why don't they give $10,000 to everybody? Everybody who took out a college loan. Ever.
Oh, that'd be me.
Well, sure. Why don't you get your $10,000 back?
Why not? I repaid those loans.
I don't understand. I don't understand rewarding people. Why do they have to be rewarded? Why can't these people be forced to pay back their $10,000?
Because they're making the case that it's destroying their lives. They can't.
Is it all of these people?
They can't move forward because they're constantly just paying off student loan debt.
The whole crowd?
Because some of them have degrees and work in jobs that don't pay.
You really? Oh, wait, let me guess. The people who borrowed thousands of dollars for their social justice equity degree.
Yes.
Yeah, and now they can't get a job.
That's an important degree.
Right, and so they're working at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. And they're upset. They don't see the social justice happening at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. So now at least they get a $10,000 check in the mail. Boy, that's offensive. That's gross. So they're not even, a lot of these people don't even have jobs that are useful, so they're not even paying any more income tax money into the pot because they got such loser, low-paying jobs because they have degrees that make no sense. Wow. I mean, this is just so random and arbitrary and ridiculous. There's no defense for this. There's
could be 40 million people could qualify for this.
And it's it's $300 billion added to the deficit. $300 billion. And that translates to about $2,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country. $2,000 in tax debt added to the burden. What kind of a...
The Wall Street Journal points out that the Democrats are just bragging that their Inflation Reduction Act is supposed to lower the deficit by $102 billion. Well, this just wiped all that out.
That's a
$300 billion.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of complicated financial, you know, hide the salami explanations. I mean, it's just, this is insanity. It's unfair. It's wrong. It's wrong to give a $10,000 break to people who don't need it. I'm sick of hearing the poor mouthing from college graduates, all right? Really? You got such a rough life. Two-thirds of the country doesn't have a college degree.
And so you got the college degree. For one reason only, they are hoping that they turn out and vote in November reward the party.
What, those people were going to vote Republican? Really? How many votes does that switch?
It's not that. It's sidelining. They're afraid that they'll just sit on the sidelines and not vote. That's the new concern, is turnout. And that's a big factor. That was one of the reasons Trump beat Hillary Clinton. He got the turnout.
It's not even that many people, though.
40 million?
40 million?
40 million could qualify.
But how many are going to flip? How many are showing up that weren't going to show up? Really? I mean, is that just exaggerated headlines, exaggerated, overheated analysis?
A lot of them with current student debt might be in their 20s or 30s, and that group sometimes doesn't vote. So that's what they're aiming for.
God. And so they don't think they're responsible for a legal agreement that they signed with a bank to pay back a loan. And they got their product. They wanted the college education. They got the college education. They signed a deal. Now they don't want to pay. And so they vote for a guy who says, you don't have to pay. But other people had to pay. Other people who did a lot worse in life or sacrificed for decades for their kids, those people had to pay. No retroactive check to them. In fact, no check for anybody in the future who does this. Just you. Just you. Because you're willing
to. There's legal problems with him doing this, though.
Absolutely, there are legal problems.
I haven't seen any stories yet about that.
There's stuff with the National Review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the National Review is one of the last places that writes intelligent stories with detail here.
Oh, the Washington Post ran one. Legality of student loan plan relies on the pandemic and a 2003 law aimed at providing help to members of the military.
Look
at that. The HEROES Act of 2003 gives the administration sweeping authority to reduce or eliminate student debt during a national emergency.
Okay. I got the story on that. There's this writer who's actually a very funny writer, and he writes for The Review, Charles C.W. Cook, and he says the rationale, because Biden does not ordinarily have any legal standing to forgive loans. He doesn't. But in this HEROES Act, it allowed him to do such a thing. He's employing a post-9/11 law that allows debt cancellation in connection with a war or other military operation or national emergency. And now you're saying, well, what's the emergency? The pandemic. That's what was in a Department of Education memo issued
because
yesterday.
The Trump administration relied on it to pause the loan repayments.
We're in a pandemic emergency right now, or so they claim. The thing is, he had already claimed that they had to roll back one of Donald Trump's border policies because we no longer had a COVID emergency. They just said that a few weeks ago. So there's a COVID emergency to justify the forgiveness of these loans. But there was, in fact, here it is. In May, Biden ended the use of Title 42 at the border on the grounds that COVID-19 was no longer a national emergency. Now, 3 months later, it's become an emergency again. So we've got to spend $300 billion to forgive the loans of people who are making up to $250,000 a year per household?
This is pretty good. An Education Department memo produced in the final days of the Trump administration concluded there is no authority to cancel debt on a broad basis. The department has never invoked the law or any other statute for the blanket or mass cancellation, compromise, discharge, or forgiveness of student loan principal balances, wrote Reed Rubenstein, then a lawyer for the Education Department. Well, guess what? Lisa Brown, the top lawyer of the Education Department, wrote in a separate memo that was released Wednesday and called on the education secretary to rescind Rubenstein's memo.
There you go.
Just cancel it. Pretend he didn't write it.
No, it's because it's just a random, arbitrary maneuver to try to gin up the votes, like you said. That's all it is. There's no legal basis for this. And if it gets shot down in the court next year or the year after, who cares? You know, Biden's half dead. By then, he might be full dead. He doesn't care.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show. KFI.
Well, a very strange story just came across in the El Segundo Times, and I did not even know that Congressman Tom McClintock's wife died last December.
I didn't know that.
Have determined it was after taking an herbal remedy touted for treating high cholesterol. White mulberry leaf ingestion. Well, that's tough.
I'd never heard of it.
Supposed to have numerous, I've never heard of it either, the white mulberry leaf.
Yeah,
supposed to lower cholesterol, manage diabetes, and help block cancer cell growth. But it can also cause gastroenteritis, which apparently is what took her life. Wow.
Oh. I wonder if she didn't believe in some people.
Alternatives.
Yeah, but that means they don't trust the pharmaceutical companies. So they don't believe in.
They want natural, right.
Yeah, well, that's hit and miss.
We move over to the cars for a moment. Of course, the big story that we're going to be on our way to banning the sale of gasoline-powered new cars in the state of California. But on that subject, if you want to buy Paul Pelosi's Porsche Carrera, which was wrecked in his drunken crash in May, Paul Pelosi, the husband of Nancy Pelosi, it's popped up on an auction site for $170,000. It's a fancy sports car. There's only 2,738 miles on it, so it's very low mileage. But it's got damage to the side and the undercarriage because that crash was actually...
Because he was drunk and crashed it.
Yeah, he smashed into another guy's car.
So
fortunately,
wait.
Nobody was really hurt, but you can see in the photos the damage.
So how much does it go for
new?
For the junk? No, I can see it goes for $170,000 at least, right? New.
Well, that's what they're asking. I'm sure the car's much more expensive than that new because it's got damage and it's got miles on it. But
it's $170,000 all after the wreck.
I think so. Some of these cars can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but after the wreck.
Well, you just have to get
that
fixed.
That's a
get the damage
off.
Fixed.
Well, anybody who pays that's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it's... Well, it says here it has an estimated retail value of 170K and just 2,738 miles on it. So I don't know whether or not that's the list price. It's at an auction site. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an auction, so they're looking for bids to buy it. Now, the other big story today... And the reason it's in the news is because it's going to start to take effect tomorrow. Might probably be some big media event. That the state of California will ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars. It is going to be phased in over a series of years. But technically, the clock starts tomorrow.
How do they phase it in? So
well, what they're going to say to the car makers is... By the year 2026, so that's about 3.5 years from now, you have to have 35% of your new cars on the lot for sale to Californians. They have to be electric.
And what if
have
people
have zero emissions?
What if people don't buy them?
That's not the state's fault. They don't care.
Well, so it's just
you have to have them on
a mandate
offer.
To have them.
So that means 65% of your inventory can be gas-powered, but 35% must be zero emissions.
Well, that doesn't...
And there'll be a guy walking around with a clipboard checking
the lots. But that doesn't change anything if people don't buy them. They want three times as many people to have bought an electric car than have currently done so. And many of those are wealthy people buying Teslas. Oh, my God. This is crazy.
68% of the cars have to be electric by 2030, and then by 2035, they all have to be new cars.
Here's what my mind is like. It's going to explode soon. I used to be able to follow policy ideas, right? Because I saw the purpose. I could follow from beginning to end, even if I disagreed with it, right? But I got this stuff, this and the loan forgiveness, I don't understand. It seems like somebody has pulled this out of their rear end. You don't have an electrical grid that can handle all those electrical cars. They simply don't exist. What are people who live in apartments? Where are they going to charge their electrical car? There aren't any electrical charging stations of any significance.
You can plug in your car in a normal outlet. It just will take a long time to charge. If you leave your car overnight for 10 hours, you'll get something out of that. One of my neighbors does that. He just plugs it into the outlet in his garage.
Yeah, but that's incredibly inconvenient and time-consuming. And
most people aren't going anywhere overnight. What does it hurt? Unless you need the car to run out, yeah, you have to unplug it and plug it back in.
But what I said is apartments. You don't have any electrical.
Some garages have outlets, don't they? In some parking garages, maybe.
But if everybody needs one, there's not enough. If half of them need one, there's not enough. There aren't that many outlets
in the
garages.
You'll have to find a way during the day to go to a place you can charge.
People are going to do that. My point is, people aren't going to do that. They're not going to pay the price for the electric cars. They're too expensive.
Well, they're expecting all these things are going to come down in price and charging stations will be everywhere.
No.
Stations had to start somewhere.
But I don't listen to that. I say,
you have your fingers in your ears.
No, because that's just words, just rah-rah political rhetoric. How is it going to happen? Charging stations. Show me the mechanism where we get thousands of charging stations in California. Show me that.
We've got 13 years to do that.
Okay, yeah, but how are they going to do it over the 13 years? Like, who's making the charging stations?
Bill to spend the money. They do. There's some sort of bill in Sacramento to spend money to build all these charging stations.
How many? But it's the thing.
I don't remember the number.
I want to see that happening. Okay, the electrical grid. Right now, we're bumping up this summer against the edge of the energy supply that we have because of the stupid solar and wind experiment. All right, we got to keep the nuclear plants going. We got natural gas plants going right
on
the edge.
Did you see the wonderful Wyoming story yesterday in the El Segundo Times? That Philip Anschutz.
The wind turbines.
Yeah, the wind turbines of Wyoming are going to send power our way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The Times called it a game changer.
Okay. You know something? It would be fun to do if I didn't want to waste my life is go through all the environmental green energy rah-rah stories that they've printed over the last 30 years. I bet you there have been hundreds of them, promising this, promising that, game changer, breakthrough. Wow, this is going to really turn the planet around. I mean, they write that every day, okay? It's their business. And they have their religious acolytes who read those stories online, all right? So as an audience, makes them a little money, fine. Has nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with reality. Show me how you're going to produce all the electrical energy you're going to need, and where are we plugging these in? And where are the poor people going to plug them in who live in the tenement apartments? Where are they going to buy the car? I mean, 40% of the state, isn't 40% of the state like on Medicare or Medicaid?
Like one-third, 33.
Yeah.
30-something.
Poverty? So all these poverty Medicaid families.
Well, they're taking the bus, allegedly. Electric buses. All right, we'll finish coming up.
Such bull crap. John and Ken.
Well, Harvey Weinstein's been granted an appeal by an appeals court on the rape conviction case. The trial judge let witnesses testify about sex attacks that Weinstein wasn't actually charged with. You always wonder about that how many can you bring people in that are claiming things that aren't in the charges? You know, usually you have the witnesses say, well, this is what he did to me.
But it's the pattern of behavior.
That's right. That's what they're trying to prove, right? Sometimes it's allowed, sometimes it's not.
They did that with Phil Spector when he killed Lana Clarkson.
Oh, yes, your favorite story.
Yeah, that he had pulled out guns
on
other...
You don't go for your pocketbook and try to leave.
Right, because then Phil pulls out a gun, and then with Lana Clarkson, he used it.
Well, you know, we got another complaint at the John and Ken show from a listener who does not like us to talk about stories where animals die. Hmm. So we'll reverse it. Animal kills human. This happened in Thailand. And apparently a male elephant by the name of Pom Pam, P-O-M-P-A-M, was working hauling wood on a plantation. It was very, very hot. And apparently Pom Pam lost it. He turned on his handler. He stabbed him several times with his tusks. And then he ripped his body in half.
Wow.
That's how they found it.
That's one angry elephant.
The 20-year-old elephant had been hauling rubber wood from a plantation in the hot weather. Temperatures were over 90.
So and he got
did it for 4 days and finally said, I've had enough, and killed his handler.
He got sick of hauling the wood. That's he pretty did. Cool.
He did. He probably wasn't paid enough.
I told you, weren't we talking about this the other day, how smart elephants are?
You did mention that. They are considered one of the more intelligent mammals.
I think they can't speak, obviously, but I think they really process information at a surprising level that humans would be able to relate to if they understood it.
Livestock officers and volunteers searched for the elephant, found him about 500 yards away from the dead handler's body. Now, you might be pleased to know that they just shot him with a dart, a sedative. And he's gone to rehabilitation. So he's being given alternatives to incarceration.
I wouldn't make him carry any more wood. I mean, it's 89 degrees, and it's really humid in Thailand. I've been in Thailand.
I've been in Thailand too.
That's an unpleasant.
I was there in December, though. It was a little more pleasant.
Yeah, I was in there in August.
So this is August when this happened. Yeah, I was there in July, actually.
That's where I got that. Remember that horrible COVID-like.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Cough.
You called it the Cambodian cough.
Yeah, because there was alliteration there, but I think I got it in Thailand.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was. I'm convinced if I could have gotten a test done, you would have found that it's related to COVID.
This is 2016, wasn't that what you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, it's the worst. It's like the worst thing I ever had.
Oh, I know that. That's the time that you knocked yourself almost unconscious, right?
I had such a coughing fit. I was walking.
That you fell into something?
Well, I was walking, and I was holding my iPad as I was walking. I had this huge coughing fit. The iPad flew up. It was found on the other side of the room. Now, whether I hit myself in the head with it, or as I fell, I hit myself on a wooden chest in front of my bed, I don't know. I ended up with a big gash on my forehead.
No surveillance video.
Leading, no, there isn't any. So it's impossible. Hey, Conway's here.
Hey, now. Well, you remember very early on in COVID, you came back from Seattle? And sick as a dog.
I don't think sick as a dog is accurate.
I don't think you were hitting yourself with an iPad sick, but you
had a little cold.
And that's where the first outbreak was.
That's where the first KFI outbreak was.
That's when you fled.
You fled the building.
I got the hell out.
You would not come back to the
you
studio.
You were doing the
weeks.
Show from Wiener Schnitzel.
I gave you guys the shuffle off to Buffalo, man.
Yeah,
that was done.
It was a nice precaution.
We have the mayor of Compton coming on tonight. Emma Sharif. Talk about those takeovers, you know, the donuts on the street and all that stuff.
And the dots that failed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the bots dots. And I haven't talked to her yet, but I don't think she's into it.
The takeovers?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah,
not.
I think
no.
You're right.
Maybe she is. I don't know.
Good wild guess.
And then we also have the $300 billion or trillion dollars that was given to people, with college degrees. So all the people that paid off their student loans, man, I bet you're listening to the radio right now just so pissed.
Oh, you is know? That not the biggest FU?
It's the biggest scam ever, man. It's horrible. And again, it's given to like upper class white people who mostly have those degrees and that's screwing the little
they're
guy.
They're going to vote. Yeah. That's all it is.
That's right, man. That's horrible. I would be so pissed if I had, just paid off my debt, took a second job, spend less time with my wife or my kids, paying off that debt.
Yeah. And I think there's more people in that category who might be motivated to vote.
That's probably
you
right.
You know, it could go both ways.
<We'll> see.
But then there was some people, from the far left wing of that party who said that wasn't enough. They wanted $50,000 relief.
Oh, yeah. That's the full-on socialist.
That's crazy.
Yeah, full-on. That's the communist
way. So me, you, Ken, we have to pay $2,000 for somebody's education we never met.
That's no. Great. No.
No.
All right, well, and then we got a Hall of Fame quarterback, Len Dawson, died. I remember that guy. He's 87 years old. That's a nice life, right?
Yeah. No, he was a favorite when I was
old
a
school. Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, he was always a cool guy to watch. And then, I don't know, Nori or something.
You'll get there. Ding dong.
All right. Ding dong.
10 o'clock always arrives.
That's right. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Curtain time. Ding dong.
Let's go.
Crozier is the news. KFI, KSTHQ2. Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.